Here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com, also on the shortwave dial setting 11.918 through 11.920, also on 6.89, potentially on single side band. And, well, happy new moon day, folks. Again, it says in Psalms 81:3 to blow the trumpet in the new moon at the time appointed. And I think I'll just do that right now, so I'm just going to take my liberty, if you don't mind. So we're just blowing the trumpet here is all. I hope we didn't blast anybody's ear, but we're just following the commandment to blow the trumpet in the day of the new moon. So if you didn't have one, we're going to do it for you. Anyhow, we have Don in Texas. Welcome to the Repair of the Breach broadcast, Don. How are you doing today?
Well, how are you doing, Zachary?
I'm doing fine. It's good to hear your voice. I haven't heard from you in a while.
Well, I've been kind of busy, but I'll keep up with you when I can.
Well, I'm glad you called. What can we do for you?
Well, I've got a couple of questions, and then I'd like to invite you to call in to my telecast sometime. I guess I can arrange that through RBN.
Well, I would love, man, I would be honored to call in, yeah.
Okay, we'll get that done.
I need your contact information with Kelly. I'll be glad to do that, yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, I want to know. You said something about a floating Sabbath. I'm kind of confused on that, and I really haven't been able to determine whether or not you're saying that when you count 6 days, the next day is the Sabbath all the time, or does it change?
Well, it changes on the pagan calendar, but it doesn't change in nature. I mean, the phase of the moon, you'll be able to view the moon on the 8th, the 15th, 22nd, 29th. It'll be a witness in nature. It appears to be floating because we're used to the Gregorian calendar is all.
Okay, what I mean is it's 6 days and then the seventh day all the time. I mean, does the new moon change, and when it changes, you start counting again?
Well, the new moon would set the count for the Sabbath. If you're asking if there's a seven-day perpetual cycle that doesn't stop for anything, is that what you're asking?
Yes, yes.
Okay, the perpetual seven-day cycle is something that I have not found in Scripture. The moon is appointed for feasts, and the first feast is the weekly Sabbath, so that's all I can go by. Once you hold over to the break, Don, we'll be right back here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, listening to the Repair the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel, and we got our good friend Don in Texas. And go right ahead, Don, as you were saying.
So you're saying that the calendar day that the Sabbath falls on is not necessarily the Sabbath or the Saturday that we look at.
Right. You go by first discerning when the new moon rose, which it rose last night, if you saw that in the east. And it just so happened that it rose on Friday night. Obviously, it'll do any other day of the week on the pagan calendar to translate. So the next 4 weeks in a row, the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week, will always be just for 4 more weeks, or I should say just for this moon, Friday evening to Saturday evening. So for those that are normally used to just keeping Saturday, they'll get it right for the next 4 weeks, correct? You use the new moon, though not this calendar on the wall, just because Saturday they say is the seventh day of the week.
So the new moon could fall on any day of our weekly calendar day.
Yeah, absolutely. Now let me give you an example of what really is floating and what really isn't floating. When I said floating Sabbath or a floating calendar, if a person has a birthday on July 1st and they were born on a Monday, the following year, July 1st, their birthday won't be on a Monday. It'll be on a Tuesday. That tells you that it's off kilter. It's not a true source of time. That's what's floating.
Okay.
It's just we think it's not floating because we're used to it and we're assimilated to that.
Okay, but if I started on a Saturday and I counted Sunday using the calendar days, 7 days, I would be back at Saturday. It doesn't make any difference how you use it. It's pretty hard to confuse 7 days, counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and coming up with Sabbath. Okay, there's one other thing I want to ask you. Are you a Christian or are you a Jew? Or what do you call yourself?
I guess the scriptural way, I would just try to stick with scriptural terms. I'm neither. Well, let me say it this way. I used to be a Christian pastor for about 2 or 3 years. I pastored for almost 4 years, but the last two we went back to the Hebrew roots faith. I don't claim to be a Messianic Jew either. I don't claim to be neither. I claim to follow what the apostles taught. They were the that sect of Yisrael. They were the Nazarenes. Now, Nazarene, I don't mean by the Church of Nazarene or a Christian denomination. Acts 24:5 says that they were a ringleader of the sect. Paul was the ringleader of the sect called the Nazarenes. The Nazarenes were the watchmen in Jeremiah 31 that the New Covenant, that they call the New Testament today, was written for, and the Messiah brought to redeem, to restore, not to start a new religion. It's the New Covenant of the New Testament really is better rendered in the Hebrew, the Renewed Covenant, because he now writes his Torah in our heart. Nothing new. Because he came to restore, came to redeem, came to bring back the covenant now to write in our hearts, because we couldn't keep the Torah in our ability, because it wasn't about our works of righteousness, but it was about his mercies and his goodness and him now coming to live in our hearts through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And people might say, well, that's Christianity. Oh, some of that's Messianic Judaism, and you're mixing them together. No, I'm not. I truly believe that if you study this out, you will find that the original faith of the apostles kept the Sabbath by the moon. They kept the feast. Messianic Jews keep Friday, Saturday. Regular, I guess, mainstream Jews keep Saturday perpetually. Seventh-day Adventists keep Saturday. I'm not against any of those people or any of those sects at all. I just believe in all my heart that, the Father fills his – he said he poured out his Spirit upon all flesh, and he's no respecter of persons. I don't care whether you're a Christian or a Jew or a Messianic or what have you. He'll pour out his Spirit upon anybody. He loves everyone the same, but there's some things in the Torah that are so clear that are never done away with, and you just need to, we all need to just stay open and honest. And that's why I always tell people, if you think I'm wrong, show me where I'm wrong, because, I've been wrong many, many times and will always be, of course, wrong before he comes back. But I just think it is enough evidence to prove that Christianity didn't come until the 4th or 5th century. Constantine, the Roman Catholic Christian Church, was the first, quote-unquote, church, because it wasn't even in our first English Bible, for that matter.
Okay.
I want to have a dialogue with you. I apologize if I'm wrong.
Okay, yeah, just one other question. Hello?
Go ahead, Tom.
So you're really not a Christian. You don't claim to be a Christian.
Well,
You keep the Torah.
Well, we believe in observing the Torah and the Renewed Covenant. We believe in the Messiah. He died, buried, and resurrected. Absolutely. But I would stick to scriptural terms. Acts 24:5, Paul was a ringleader of the sect, not called Christians, but the Nazarene. The Nazarenes, I don't mean the Nazarene church either. It's Christian. It's corporate. I'm not talking about that. The watchmen. That's a scriptural term. Look at James 1:1. He's writing the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the dispersed. The lost sheep of the house of Israel is the mystery of the Gentiles, which is revealed that the lost sheep of the house of Israel became known as every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation. That's why he said, I've only come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I didn't come to start a new religion.
Okay, would you switch me over to the lady that'll take the information, please?
Okay, Don. Hey, I don't want to give you more time. If you want to speak your views, go right ahead.
Well,
if you got any comments or questions, I'd love to hear it.
Okay, obviously I disagree with you, but I don't want to take your time disagreeing with you.
Well, I would love to come on your broadcast, and if you would leave your information with our fine producer, Kelly, I'd be glad and honored to come on your broadcast sometime.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, we'll do, and we'll call you. When is it, by the way? Why don't you go ahead and give it a plug?
It's on Mondays from 4:30 to 5:30 Texas time.
Okay. Is that on shortwave or what?
Well, I'll give you an 800 number
that
you can call into, and it'll transfer from my home to the studio.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Again, I appreciate your call, Donnie. Please call again.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Anyhow, I always enjoy talking with Don. He's always got something important to say, and I appreciate him very much. We got Carolyn in Montana, and we want to take her call as well. Welcome, Carolyn. Yes. Okay, Dylan in Texas. How are you doing, my friend?
Am I on?
Okay, you're on, my friend.
Howdy, Zachariah.
Hey, Dylan, how are you doing, sir?
Real good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Happy New Moon Day to you.
Yes. Happy New Moon.
Yeah.
And Don presents some crucial questions, and he has his own. I didn't catch everything. He has his own show, and he invited you onto his show?
Yeah, I'm honored that he even want me to call into it, yeah.
That is beautiful. That's wonderful.
Sure, yeah, we'll look forward to that, and hopefully we can get some more dialogue going on.
Yeah, I have a lot of appreciation for John Stadmiller recruiting you, or maybe you applied. I don't know how you got on here, but, you know, I pay tithes to RBN, and I feel that, you know, Yahweh has placed John Stadmiller, and then you've been placed here, and I wanted to mention a lot of the hosts, even on our network, of course, talk about very crucial issues, very important issues, such as jurisdiction and political status, and
right.
a lot of times they seem to leave out Yahweh, or even by mentioning how he is termed in the King James Bible, God or Jesus Christ, and it seems kind of funny to me that these people that I learned so much about the political world, jurisdiction, and political status, don't recognize the verbally, orally, recognize the jurisdiction of Yahweh.
Well, you know, Dylan, first of all, I want to thank you for your kind remarks. And basically, you know, this network is, I believe, you know, on the cutting edge of bringing forth important information. And I think we've all learned to respect each other's views. So hopefully that's our goal now, is to strive. And we're all at different, spiritual growth stages, if you will. I mean, there's no big eyes or little U's. We're all in the eyes of Yahweh. He loves us all the same. And when I say that I used to be a Christian, to answer Don's question, I'm just telling you, you know, my experience, and I'm not trying to condemn anybody who's still in that realm. I do believe, though, that the Father is calling people out to a more understanding. I think what you're saying, though, about why other hosts are not saying this or propagating this, because number one, I might not propagate their views or might not see what they're saying, but nevertheless, I respect their views and on these issues, on the New World Order, and in fact, they can just speak it so much more better than I could, because I'm not as well versed as they are. And I just think that the Father has brought us here all together, and we all have something to bring to the table. It's kind of like a potluck. I think I've shared that analogy before. You know, you might have something that brings to the table what we all need, and I might not even have awareness of what you're bringing, and yet it's something that is needed.
Amen.
It's the same thing here. I believe the Father has given me this message, and I'm not alone. There's thousands. There's probably millions that we don't hear about. That like the mainstream media covers all the real news up, and their goal is to misinform. It's the same thing in the religious side of it. The two-pronged beast system of revelation, where you have the political beast and the spiritual beast, and you know they're both working in tandem. And you just doesn't get out as much. This information doesn't get out as much because, you know, everybody's caught up in the secular realm more so than in the spiritual realm to a degree. It's talked about more. People don't want to talk about religion. They say politics and religion, but yet this network is pretty much geared around getting at the reality that there is no true party, right, left. They're all bought off. And I do appreciate RBN and John Stadmiller's leadership, and for just, you know, the Father allowing us to be on the network. And you know, once you hold over for the break, if you got any more, Dylan, we'd love to talk with you some more. Just hold on. We'll be right back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You tuned into the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. There's much more to come.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Headline News. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Repair the Breach broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network, broadcasting on 6.890 on the single side band of shortwave, 11.918 through 11.920. We got a good friend Don on the line from Texas, or excuse me, Dylan. Excuse me, we just talked to Don. And Dylan, as you were saying, go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, that's all right. I don't mind being associated with Don at all. He brings up some crucial questions.
Well, go ahead and elaborate on what you wanted to talk about more about what he was bringing out that maybe we can address fully.
Yeah, and give you a couple of tips. I am a very experienced instructor of the hardest, craziest language in the world. That's English. And I teach people how to read and write who speak the language, and I teach people how to read, write, and speak who don't speak the language. And in answering people's questions, I would recommend to you that when you're on his show, that you stick to referring to Scripture and don't divert off referring to these secular sources so much, because they're going to want you to be able to know what you're talking about according to the King James Bible, because, of course, they don't most people don't, you know, I'm just barely learning to read Hebrew myself.
Okay, that's great. I'm glad to hear that.
And your a lot of your answers to questions are very informative, especially for someone who's not in conflict with the information you're presenting, like myself. But if someone in conflict with information, they want you to back it up from the King James Bible. And so really, like when Don's asking, are you a Christian? Well, to him, I feel the answer is actually yes, although you're trying to point out that the word Christian is not actually biblical. It's actually the King James English.
Exactly. It's a Greek-Latin origin, and the apostles, again, were leaders of the way, or the sect called the Nazarenes, which is the watchmen. And the term, again, is Greek and Latin, and the faith of the apostles and prophets. That's why the New Covenant, or the Renewed Covenant, is addressed to the Hebrews. There's a whole book dedicated to the Hebrews. Now, who? I'm not talking about a race or a gender. We're talking about the mystery of the Gentiles that Paul talked about, the fullness of the Gentiles when they're come in, when they're grafted back into Yisrael. That, the Nazarenes were that sect of Yisrael that, I'm not talking about a landmass, I'm talking about a people, okay, red, yellow, black, and white, again, that were scattered. And the Gentiles became that scattering of Yisrael. And they just think that they're supposed to be Christians or in the church or Gentiles. And that's all they've known because of the Gentile cultures that they grew up with. And nothing wrong with their individual cultures. It's just the heathen, pagan, religious ways would be the incorrect way that the Father's engrafting us back into Yisrael that he gave. We just follow the one from Nazareth. We believe in the Messiah. Again, we're not Jewish or Messianic Jewish. Or we're not promoting that, or neither we're promoting Christian. I just don't believe in any corporate religion, period, because it's all bought and paid for by the system of the beast.
You stated, Zach, right? You said you believe in the virgin birth and the resurrection of the Messiah, as stated in the New Testament.
On the third day he rose, absolutely. And we believe that from Genesis to Revelation is indeed the inspired word of Yahweh. I do believe there's more books, though. I do believe that there's lost books, and I don't believe it stopped at 66, though the 66 we do have, I believe, are inspired of Yahweh. Not the translation or the translators, but the actual word that we have. There's no errors in his word. It's just we have translations to work with. The spirit of truth is still within the text. The King James Bible, like you were talking about, sticking on point to those questions that are poised to me or spoken to me, you're right. I'm going to work on that some more because I understand where they're coming from because I was in that realm. I was raised, to give you a little quick synopsis, for 16 years I was raised Catholic but didn't go to church at all, okay? And then we got into a mainstream Pentecostal denomination. And then we ended up, we preached all over the country. My wife used to work for the airlines. I could fly literally for free. I was a chaplain with pro sports teams, and yet I was a Christian at the time. And I was a Christian minister. And don't get me wrong, I thank the Father for all those experiences because it helped me get me where I am today. Not that I've arrived, because there's still so much more that I'm digging for and striving for. And I think all of us need to have that mindset.
And so I like to say I'm an Israelite.
Yeah, that's the scriptural term, exactly.
And how did it strike you? I say I'm in covenant with Yahweh through
right.
His Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. How does that strike you?
Well, I totally, believe that the covenant was to Israel, and it's good to hear that the Father's given you revelation, Dylan, and you express yourself very well. And, Yeshua was the title for Yahweh, the Messiah, when he came in the flesh, like Yahweh, 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 Shua. And so, I have no problem with that when we understand that the only name he came in was the Father's name, and he said he came in the Father's name. He glorified only the Father's name because, these are important issues that you bring up. And I really am glad that you called. And if you want to say
hello. Yahweh bless you, Zach Ryan.
Yahweh bless you, Dylan. And we'll go to Joe's call after a break. We'll be right back here on Repair of the Breach broadcast here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also on 11.918-920. Breachmender@yahoo.com is the email. We'll be right back after the short message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com. Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tune into the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel. We have Joe in Texas on the line. Welcome, Joe. What can we do for you today?
Hello. Oh,
how are you?
So are you going to be on a radio program or something?
I believe Don's invited us to come on his broadcast. I think it's, I don't know exactly the particulars. I think it's sometime Monday or something. I don't know. I'll find out through our producer later on.
What show is that?
I'm not really privy to what the name of Don's broadcast. He's a regular caller. He's been calling anyhow a few times. And we're glad and honored that he even considers to come on his broadcast.
I can't hear the where I'm at today. I can't hear the show, so I'm just kind of calling it.
Now, oh, no problem.
You were mentioning about Christians. That's weird because I think you already answered my question that I had. Because I was wondering where the name Christian came from, or Christ for that matter, if
yeah,
this is a mistranslation, then Christ, I guess, would be also.
Right, and I'm glad you brought that up, and I'd love to address that. I have to a degree, but I don't mind doing it for maybe the new listeners again. I have studied this out, and I'm sure if anybody has studied this out, they've come to the realization that the term Christ or was already used, Christos, was already used for Osiris, which was a pagan idol. It does mean anointed in Greek, but what anointing are we talking about? I mean, when you start studying this out, the Messiah's title was indeed the Messiah, or the Mashiach. Christ, Christian, these terms, and I'm not saying this to be disrespectful, I'm saying this in all due respect, actually, and in love. The term Christian goes back to Cretan. Look at Titus, where it says Paul or Shaul talked about these were slow bellies from Cretan. They were evildoers. They were slow bellies. Cretan was a root for Christian. Cretan, Christian, Krishna. How close is the Hare Krishna worshippers who worship Hare Krishna on 1225 to Christianity worshiping, with all due respect, JC on 1225? Christian, Krishna. The phonetics are there. The origin is synchronization.
Yeah. The other question I had was, when you see they talk about you can't come to the Father but through the Son, or, you know, when they say Christ sits at the right hand of the Father, so how would that play out as far as translations go?
Well, in the book of Isaiah, or Yeshayah, the Almighty Yahweh stated that his right hand spanned the heavens. The term right hand was a term of power. It was an Hebrew idiom that literally meant the power of Yah. The right hand of power wasn't like when Stephen was stoned and he saw, as he looked up, people would say they would think he saw two individuals, but in reality, he was calling upon the Almighty Yahweh, calling him the Messiah. And the reality is that they say, well, he's standing on the right hand right there in Acts 7, I believe is the text we're referring to there. And it doesn't mean literally that he was standing on the right hand, or he's literally another person got two thrones or three thrones and he's sitting at the right hand. These are terms in the Hebrew that were idioms that in the English language it just doesn't convey or come out correctly from the original Hebrew. So that's what gets people confused into thinking, well, there's evidence there. There's two or three people. And if you look at it from a literal mindset, it's easy to start believing that. But remember, Yahweh says, I alone am your Savior. I know not any other. And he's not going to say, wait till the renewed covenant. Then I'm going to break everything I said in the first covenant, and then I'm going to send somebody else. He loved us enough to come himself. But he couldn't come in his invisible status or state. He had to come visibly in the flesh, and that flesh was known as the Son. It just wasn't two persons. Just like, you know, Joe, you're a son, but you're also a father, and he made you in his image. You know, and there's not two or three of you. There's just one of you with one name. You have an inner aspect, your spirit and soul, the invisible aspect that's visibly manifest in your flesh, and like all of us. So, any other question or so that I hope I address? I want to stay on point with addressing questions.
Yeah, and then what about people that would say? 'Cause I've had this said to me, where, well, you know, this really isn't important, or you're dividing the kingdom because. You're going to scare away new converts because they're going to say, well, gee, what do I believe if I can't even believe what the Bible has written in it?
Yeah. What are we converting him to? I mean, people say, oh, new converts, I'm going to make disciples. Well, we need to really be careful first of all, and what have we converted to? And I always tell people, look, don't join a church. Don't get involved. Study, pray. You can pray in your home. You don't need to be going to a quote-unquote church to be saved, even though that term's a misnomer. Those who are enduring to the end will be saved. People say, well, where did you get saved, and when did you get saved? No, you're not saved until the end, until you endure to the end. You see, all these are little misnomers.
So it's something that you could lose, per se.
Well, people say once saved, always saved. Well, first of all, it wasn't until you endured to the end that you could be saved. So these are all religious mantras that to get people, you know, in their little group or to attract people to their group. And Christianity, with all due respect, is just one big house and has a bunch of doors and a bunch of rooms, you know, and they're all trying to recruit and swap and intermingle and all this stuff of that we're the only ones and everyone else is wrong, but yet we're all Christians and we're supposed to love one another. There's something wrong with that picture, don't you think?
Yeah. But so what you're saying is so then when the person is saved, for lack of a better term, so that's something that you could lose if you don't endure it to the end.
Well, if you don't stay faithful to the Father. People say, well, it doesn't matter as long as I accept him. Well, the issue is
not have you accepted him, how has he accepted you? He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I've ordained you. So he said, no man comes to me unless first the Spirit draw them. And so, you know, Christianity wants to recruit, whereas if you look at the Messiah, did he recruit everybody? Did he go around and recruit? He only chose 12, okay? And from the 12, he chose 3 to be in the inner circle. And even then, John or Yochanan, from the 3, he even got closer. So, yes, we're to witness and share and speak truth and bring forth what he's revealed to us, absolutely. But we need to be sensitive to people and find out from the Father when we pray and seek, where's this person at in their spiritual experience before I can even go any further with them? Because this message is so powerful, and yes, it is being broadcast, but it needs to get out, and it's up to the individual. We don't need to be afraid, oh, these new converts, that you know, they're not ready to hear all this. Well, what are they converted to? What have they really converted to?
That's what I answered somebody to that said that, some kind of Christian radio program. They didn't really have an answer, but, you know, it's the verses that always kind of concern me are the ones that say, you know, many are called, few are chosen. And then where it says, many will say unto me that day, didn't I do this, didn't I do that? And he says, well, I never knew you. So, I mean, if we have all these people claiming to be born again or saved or whatever, and what, there's supposed to be like 100 million here or something like that, and that doesn't sound like few to me. So
I always
wonder.
Well, that's a good subject matter you're bringing up and thoughts you're posing there, Joe, because you got 6 or 7 billion or 6.5 billion people in the world, and about 2 billion of them are professed Christians, a billion of them are Catholic Christians, and the other a billion are Protestant Christians. And again, I'm not throwing rocks. Christianity has a lot of understanding and a lot of truth, but with all due respect, it has a lot more deception because of the fact that it's incorporated. You look at all the churches in the country or all over the world, are they not incorporated, the masses? Isn't it 90 to 95% or even more, I should say, incorporated? And what the state creates, they control, right?
The state of God, basically, yeah.
Well, think about this for a second. They don't tell you this kind of message because the quote-unquote state silences them because they're afraid of losing their tax exemption. They're all about, I'm not saying every pastor's out for this because there's a lot of good individual pastors out there that I know that are sincere. I used to be that way. I was sincerely wrong, though, and I came to realization and came to grips with it that I just wanted to please him, and I wasn't going to be a false prophet anymore and go around pastoring 30 or 40 people, wasn't a big congregation or anything, and go around, you know, talking about something that I wasn't really sure of anymore.
So say the things that you believe, though. I mean, say you don't have to do a 501c3 church, but say some kind of traditional church type of a building, but, you know, without the 501c3 and all the Christian buzzword type things.
Yeah, those are few.
You don't think that's possible?
Well, there's obviously some of them that are doing it, and there's a few of them out there, and I do commend them from coming out of the political aspect of the beast. But when they're still controlled doctrinally by the spiritual aspect of the beast, which is the Roman Catholic Christian Church, that is the mother of all harlots, the Scripture says in Revelation. Why are they the mother of all harlots? Because they spawn denominational daughters that still use the terms that they put in your Bible, folks.
Right. So in your opinion, you don't think that somebody could start, for lack of a better term, I guess the word church, believing, say, the things that you kind of believe in or something similar to that, you don't think it's a good idea to have, like, a church, per se, like that? As long as it's not 501c3, I guess.
I'm not against people gathering together and studying and searching the Scriptures, you know, and everything. I just really believe, though, that when you start congregating, look at the book of Acts. There's our prototype. There's our example. They went two by two in the home. Follow the pattern, folks. You know, you can pray anywhere. You can be in your homes. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. I'm not against a group or a gathering. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying follow what the pattern was in the renewed covenant, the book of Acts, and we'll be more striving for what they actually were doing.
Yeah, it's kind of depressing when you see Christianity is basically, you know, who can have the biggest church, or, oh, you know what we're going to do? We're going to build a bigger church than we had the last time, and they go into debt just like everybody else. I don't get it. You know, it's like, I don't think God put us here for that.
It's the corporate spirit, bro. It's got on the masses in religion. And, you know, and we've talked about it before. I mean, you have all these, you know, awesome broadcasters that know how to expose the so-called elite, and they know how to define, you know, this false left-right paradigm, and they know that the Democrats and Republicans don't really have the answer. They know they're controlled. And it's the same thing in corporate Christianity or corporate religion. It's neither Judaism or Messianic Judaism or Islam. It's neither Judaism either or Christianity, with all due respect. I mean, it's the few and far between. He said, straight is the gate and narrow is the way and few be there that find it. And many would say, well, that doesn't bring a lot of message of hope to a lot of people. Well, it was his goal was that none should perish. But he knew man because he made man. He knew it was in man, and it's not in man to direct his steps. But yet they're going to follow something. And usually the majority is obviously deceived. And I'd rather go back to the remnant, that the covenant he gave was to Yisrael, and they became Gentiles because they lost their identity, their lost sheep, you see. And it's not the country over there that claims to be Israel. That is not the scriptural Israel. That is the land of Jerusalem, or the land of Yada or Judah's inheritance. And because they were two different countries altogether after Solomon's sin, the father broke Israel into two nations, and Yada or Judah, that was the land of mass of Jerusalem. And so the mystery of the Gentiles, again, the fullness of the Gentiles is that they don't know that they're supposed to be Israelites. He says that they are to come out of her, my people, to come out from among them. Come out from who? Come out from the masses, the corporate world of deception, which is Babylonian, because Hammurabi and Nebuchadnezzar were the ones that brought commerce and commercialism initially into, you know, into this world. And that's all about what Christianity is about. Same thing with Islam, same thing with Judaism, Messianic Judaism. And I'm not capping, and I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad, but the remnant were Nazarene Yisraelites. They were the ones that believed in the Messiah, that kept and observed the Torah and strove, you know, for the masteries, but they strived lawfully, like Shaul told Timothy to do.
So you would describe yourself as, if somebody said, well, what are you exactly?
Well, I'm a Yisraelite of the Nazarene sect that believe that the Messiah has come, and he did die and bury, resurrected. And he did come through what they call Miriam, or Mary, just didn't come from her. If the religious corporate Christian world believe that the Messiah was a human being from the dust of the earth, from Mary's DNA, when in reality that's the same thing the Catholic Church tells you openly, blatantly, the mother of quote-unquote mother of God theology. And then Protestant Christians say, no, we don't believe in the mother of God theology. But then they tell you, but the Messiah, well, that's, you know, another person, just like Catholics teach. Oh, yeah, by the way, he had an earthly biological mother. And they're hoodwinked into believing the mother of God doctrine or Mariolatry without even realizing it. They've got another person, another name in their mind, thinking it's okay to call a human being our Savior, when in reality no human sacrifice was condoned in the Scripture, in the Tanakh. And a human being atoned for human ailment? No, it took a divine flesh and blood. The Almighty, who could not die, had to come in the flesh so that flesh could lay, so he could lay down his life and die. Read Isaiah 26:19, Isaiah 7:14, 7:13. It says that the Almighty's body, he said that our dead bodies would rise with his dead bodies, but he couldn't die, so he had to take on, his spirit never died, so he had to take on flesh so that he could die. But his spirit never died. That's why he said, why hast thou forsaken me? The spirit had to forsake that flesh. That flesh was known as the Son. The spirit was just the Father aspect, or the invisible aspect of himself. The Son was just the visible aspect of himself. Just like you're a father and son, there's not two or three of you. Go ahead. I don't want to take
thunder. So in the New Testament, so Christ should be referred to as Yahweh. Was that the original term they called him?
Yeah, the Messiah, Yahweh. Absolutely. Instead of Christ, it was Messiah. Instead of Jesus, it was Yahweh. Remember when he was riding on a donkey, fulfilling Zechariah 9:9, and they had a law, the Jewish law, the Pharisees and Sadducees said that you could not say the name of Yahweh out loud, right? Because it was their superstition. Well, when he rode on a donkey, the people, the masses, they knew that public law, that at the Pharisees and Sadducees' path that you couldn't say the name of Yahweh. But when he rode on that donkey, they said, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. Now, it'll say the name of the Lord, but again, every time you see Lord or God or Jehovah or Jesus in your Bible, the name of Yahweh was in there originally over 7,000 times. And so when they said, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh, the Pharisees and scribes got all upset about it, like, hey, because they were breaking the law by saying the name of Yahweh out loud. But because the masses were there in force, they couldn't do anything about it. That's why the apostles were thrown in prison. Did we not teach and did we not way charge you not to preach or teach in this name? It couldn't have been the name of Jesus or Yeshua, even though Yeshua was a title for the Messiah. There was 25 men with that name. There was no law that you couldn't name your boy Yeshua, but there was a law that you couldn't say the name of Yahweh. That's why they were thrown in prison, brother. We'll be right back here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. You want to hold on, Don or Joe in Texas? We'd be glad to talk with you. We'll be right back after this short break on RBNLive.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Back here with Joe in Texas here on the Republic Broadcasting Network listening to Repair the Breach. Zachariah Todd Daniel here with you. And Joe, go ahead, as you were saying, my friend.
Yeah, I guess people just need to realize, you know, like you said, there's a political matrix, a world matrix, and then there's a spiritual kind of matrix, for lack of a better term, where people have been deceived and they just need to come out from under it.
That's well spoken. That's well said. I couldn't have said it better. That's exactly right. And remember, the religious side, the deception's even greater, and the numbers will be even fewer because it's the remnant. Remember, he's always going for the remnant. The remnant is the original that patterned after, kind of like, you know, the when you make a pattern and you have the remnant, which is the original, but it's not many. And that's why I said, straight is the gate and narrow is the way, and few be there that find it. Again, I'm not saying that I have all the answers to all the questions or all the truth, because the one that has that is the Almighty Messiah, Yahweh. But it's pretty obvious when you start studying the major religions, whether it be Judaism or Messianic Judaism, or whether it be Christianity or Islam, do they keep the Sabbath by the moon? No. Generally, no. Do they keep the name of Yahweh only as the name to be praised, like the Book of Psalms and all the scriptures for that teach? No. They, you know, I don't mean to be negative or criticizing, because the Father has people that are filled with His Spirit, I believe, in every realm, whether they be even, not even going to a certain belief, organization or what have you. He fills people with His Spirit to lead and guide them into all truth. You know, stay open to the Spirit of truth, and then, you know, He will continue to show you more. And that's all I ask people, is to consider what we're saying, research it out, and if, you know, if it's true, follow it. If it's not, then please show me where I'm wrong, because I always stay open and honest, because, you know, these things are very important, obviously.
Yeah, I think some of the other hosts in RBN need to have you on at some point, too, you know? So some of the other listeners may, that, you know, that probably can't hear anything on Saturday, can have an opportunity to make up their mind.
Well, I tell you, you know, I respect all the other broadcasters and hosts. They have a lot of great things to bring to the table in this network, and I'm just adding a little bit, you know, and I'm glad for the time that I have. I'm so thankful to John Detmiller and his wife, Sandra, just allowing us to come on. And, of course, you know, we have a couple gentlemen that are sponsoring. I believe Tony's one of our sponsors. I appreciate him. And anybody else that could sponsor this network just to keep it going, I can't say how long I'm going to be on here. As long as y'all wants me here, and Mr. and Mrs. Statmiller, you know, I'll be willing to be here as long as the Father and they want me to be here. And so, you know, we got many things to cover, and there's so much more, you know, to bring out that as the Father leads, we'll begin to show. As He opens our eyes, we'll hopefully help others to see as well. And I appreciate you, Joe, very much. You know, I appreciate your kind remarks, and you know, you got a good spirit, and I appreciate that very much. That's important to have. So with that being said, thanks again for all the callers today here on Repair the Breach broadcast, and I make myself available to anybody that wants to ask questions. If you want to reach me at breachmender@yahoo.com, join the Yahoo groups at rbnlive.com under program host. Look under the link there, our Yahoo group, Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception. And we appreciate our fine producer, Kelly. Does a great job back in the studios there in Texas. And thanks to Joe and Don and Dylan and all the other callers. Please call again next week. And again, you can reach us at breachmender, two words together as one, at yahoo.com. Till next week, same time, same place, this Friday to Saturday this month. Y'all bless you. And keep the faith. Keep your faith.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.